We're talking today with Audrey Harmon from the Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom program, and you're what, state coordinator, right, Audrey?
Yes, I am. I've been a state coordinator for 5.5 years, and before that, I used the program in my classroom as a teacher. I was a state teacher of the year, and then I won the national teacher of the year also.
Tell me, you know, before we get into some of the things y'all have been doing this summer, what is Ag in the Classroom? Kind of give us an overview of what this program really is all about, especially here in Oklahoma.
Okay, well, that's a great question. So Ag in the Classroom has been around for about 30 years, and the purpose is to help teachers integrate agriculture into their existing curriculum. So we have over 300 lessons and activities on our website for teachers that are correlated with the Oklahoma State standards to help students understand where their food, their clothes, and their shelter come from. And we work diligently to provide new lessons, make sure they're aligned to the state standards, and also provide new resources for the teachers free of charge that they can use with their students.
When we start thinking about this program, I know that it's really a lot of folks are kind of partners or stakeholders with it, right?
Yes, definitely. And it's amazing when you talk to people, everyone has their own story, their own version of how Ag in the Classroom started and how they helped the program. And we could not do anything without them. So we have sponsors that provide teachers opportunities to go on a trip in the summer. The Oklahoma Beef Council is the main sponsor of that. But then we also have Oklahoma Ag Credit and the Soybean Board, Southwest Dairy, just all of them. I hate to mention any because I'll forget someone. And then the Oklahoma Port Council provides grants for teachers that they can write to purchase materials to use in their classrooms.
You mentioned the summer tour. You just had that many weeks ago, and it was really a focus of the northeastern part of the state of Oklahoma.
Yes, this year we decided to do agriculture on Route 66. So we started at Kellyville and we went to Miami and then back to Kellyville over 3 days. So we visited the Armitage Ranch, the Reimers Ranch, Holcomb's Ranch. So lots of at cattle, since the cattlemen are the sponsors of the trip, the main sponsors. But then we also picked berries. We picked blueberries and blackberries. We went to the mushroom farm, which everybody was just amazed. That's one thing that you really don't think about. How do mushrooms grow? So everyone enjoyed that. And they were able to meet Virgil Jurgensmeyer, who also was the governor's Excellence in Agriculture Award winner this year. So it was great to meet him, and the teachers had the opportunity to visit with him.
The tour basically is all about a fairly small group. You get a busload or two, and you actually see all of these activities hands-on.
Yes. So we take a busload of teachers and we travel for the 3 days. So we'll offer this trip again next summer so we can get 50 more teachers, about 50 to 56 more teachers on the tour to learn more about agriculture. But just to help them experience it, we had one this year that her first question was, well, I see bulls lined up and I know they're bulls because they have horns. So we have teachers that don't have that ag background that learn the difference between bulls and cows and that they can all have horns, all the way to teachers who are producing agriculture themselves and just want to get a different look at it. So it just gives them the opportunity to have a real life experience to make the lessons more meaningful when they present them to their teachers.
Oklahoma also was involved in the National Ag in the Classroom Conference, and what, this year in Kansas City?
Yes, it was in Kansas City. We were able to take 11 teachers with us. The Oklahoma Farm Credit Association sponsored the teachers to allow them to go. And we were excited this year because not only did we take 11 teachers with us, we had 7 workshops presented from Oklahoma, and then we also had some winners. So we had the National Excellence in Teaching Agriculture Award winner, Amber Bales from Morrison. Our State Teacher of the Year, Deborah Deskin from Edmond, was recognized as a state winner and also a CHS scholarship winner. And we had 2 more of those. So we had Stephanie Gredeman and Kathleen Walker, who also received that scholarship. And then Zena Lewis from Owosso got the White Reinhardt scholarship. So all of those teachers went above and beyond and applied for awards to help cover their expenses for going. And then we're excited because those teachers are all coming back to our state summer conference next week on July 6th. And they're going to present workshops for the teachers based on what they learned there and their experiences in their classroom.
Now, your summer conference is a chance to bring in a lot of teachers from across the state of Oklahoma and expose them to the Ag in the Classroom concept.
Yes, it is. And so the conference is July 6th at the Moore Norman Technology Center. We'll have 35 workshop sessions for them to choose from, ranging from early childhood workshops all the way through high school and every subject area covered. And it allows teachers to see someone else using our lessons, to see how easy they are to implement and how they can use them in their own classrooms then.
So the summer conference, the kind of that event that you have normally in July each year, it's all about really reaching a broader section of classroom teachers just ahead of their school year.
Yes, that's correct. So we expect about 300 teachers to come in, and we just try to provide them unique opportunities to see the lessons up close, to make some activities to take back with them, and to get a better understanding of agriculture. And then this year, we're also going to be presenting at all the State Department of Education Engage OK workshops. So those teachers might not typically attend our state summer conference, so we'll be able to reach even more teachers in July and let them know about agriculture. And all the teachers at our conference and at the Engage OK workshops will receive our new resource, which is a Fruits, Nuts, and Veggies Oh My booklet paid for by a specialty crop block grant. And this book has science experiments, recipes, crafts, games, just a variety of activities so teachers can teach more about fruits, nuts, and vegetables that are grown in our state.
Throughout the year, you're providing or have resources available to teachers that they can take advantage of.
Absolutely. And all of our resources are free of charge. We are working right now. We have new resources at the printers that are being printed. So we have elementary financial aid cards or financial literacy cards that are provided by a grant from the Oklahoma Ag Credit. We are working on a new Oklahoma Ag magazine for the younger students, and then we have magazines for older students as well. And so when teachers contact us, we do free professional development workshops at their schools, and we provide free resources for their teachers, and it's because of the great sponsors that we mentioned earlier.